Now that you've released growth hormone, this huge amount of growth hormone, now I want to give you just a little bit of information on how to maximize that release by keeping it circulating your body, as the research shows, for up to 2 hours after working out. Now, when you do long, slow cardio and the body temperature goes up, you're burning more calories. But the moment your body temperature goes down, the calorie burning is over. But with Sprint 8, it's a function of the hormone itself. Irrespective of what your body temperature does, the hormone itself is going after body fat for 2 full hours, like a heat-sinking missile after body fat. Now, a couple of things that you can do that will blunt the release of growth hormone, or actually even stop the release of growth hormone during that 2-hour window. So we call it a synergy window, which you want to maximize growth hormone to keep it circulating for 2 full hours after training. Now, the research shows that if you get a really high-fat meal, really high-fat, an hour before training, that can actually blunt the release of growth hormone. It won't keep it from being released, but it significantly lessens the impact of how much you release. The research also shows that 2 grams of L-glutamine, a very inexpensive supplement, amino acid, taking that 30 minutes to an hour before doing Sprint 8 can be beneficial. During Sprint 8, if you get too dehydrated, that will blunt the release of growth hormone as well. So you want to get plenty of fluid before, during, and after the Sprint 8. It's fine during the active recovery to take a sip of water between every cardio sprint or every couple of reps. It's very, very helpful. For me personally, at number 7, I just say it's a 7th inning stretch. I'm going to get a sip of water before coming up on that 8th cardio sprint. Now, after the Sprint 8 is where it gets to be a little controversial. And the reason why is the research shows on cyclists by Dr. John Ivey, University of Texas, it's great research, shows that the quickest way to start recovery is a ratio of 4-to-1 carbs to protein. Everybody agrees in the industry that 20 to 25 grams of protein is very, very helpful after doing any type of exercise program. However, when you're looking at growth hormone, you have to look at the glycemic rating of the carbohydrates. In other words, if it's a fast-burn carbohydrate, it can impact the release of growth hormone and how it stays circulating in the body. So if you were to do Sprint 8 right now and go get a real high candy bar type sugar on an empty stomach, it spikes insulin. A rise of insulin is okay, but a spike of insulin, for whatever reason, releases a hormone called somatostatin that shuts down growth hormone. During the 2-hour synergy window, you want to avoid the types of sugar that spike insulin. A little bit of sugar, a little bit of fruit, along with the protein, because the protein itself negates the glycemic impact of the carbohydrate. That will help to make sure you keep that 2-hour release of growth hormone high, where it's circulating in your body, going after body fat for those 2 full hours after you do Sprint 8. And that's one of the big advantages of Sprint 8 over any other type of cardio program. Because in most cardio programs today, calorie burning occurs until your body temperature goes down. With Sprint 8, as a function of the growth hormone release, the hormone itself targets body fat for 2 full hours afterwards, irrespective of what your body temperature does.